Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Well, we missed the big storm. Yay! But, you know, it's never over till it's over, so we'll wait for the next one. My name is Loretta Jobe. I'm a retired deacon that serves here on the pastoral care team. I want to thank you for being in worship with us this morning. It's a great morning to be together to praise God and to offer our prayers and thanksgiving. I want to welcome those who are with us online this morning as well and hope that you also receive blessings from your participation in this service. This is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God, and we do that in a variety of ways, many of which you saw rolling on the screen prior to the service starting. There's also notices in your bulletin that you were handed as you walked in, and we would invite you to fill out that connection card so, A, we know that you were with us today, and we can thank you for that, and also, if there are things on there that you'd like to become involved with, please mark that as well, and we will make sure we get you hooked up with the right folks to be part of that ministry. There are also yellow prayer cards in the pew backs. If you or someone you know is in need of prayer, please take a moment to fill one of those cards out. They go to our weekly prayer group as well as to the clergy and that meet together. Today's worship leaders are Carol Kaputska and Gwen Atarian. Today we have a special message coming from Bruce Stark, who will be talking again about things Jesus said. It'll be fine. There is nursery this morning, so if you haven't already sent your little ones down, please take a moment to do that now. I have three important announcements for you this morning, the first of which is concerning our Leadership Board quarterly update. You are invited to attend that meeting from 5 to 6:30 on February 23rd. It'll be here at this campus. And it'll be a chance for the board to update you on what they've been up to, what they're looking forward to, things that are going on. And so to know what's happening here, it's the place to be on February 23rd. New member classes begin in March as well, the 2nd and the 9th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. here in the at the Brighton campus as well. And new member Sunday will be on March 16th. So if you are interested in taking that next step into membership, if you have questions before you take that next step into membership, please join Pastor Lindsay for those new member classes. And lastly, our NOAA lunch program, as many of you know, we have done for years. Several times a year, we create lunches for the NOAA Project, which is based out of Central United Methodist Church in Detroit. Some of you may know it as the Detroit Tigers Peanut Church. They sell peanuts out of their parking lot as a fundraiser on Detroit Tiger games. NOAA stands for Networking, Organizing, Advocating for the Homeless. The bag lunch programs offers not just a meal, but a safe place for people to get to know the mission of NOAA. And so volunteers are needed to help. As you know, we put them together out in the community room, but to get all those things together, there'll be a thing, a sign for you to take a tag off of to let us know what it is you're gonna be bringing. So again, look for that as we prepare for that on March 9th. Those are my announcements this morning, so I would ask you to please rise and join in singing our opening hymn, Open My Eyes That I Might See.
Thank you. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of all, even when we are unsure, you are there guiding us through the storm. The pain this life can give is discouraging, and sometimes we feel like giving up. Give us faith to trust what you say. Give us courage so that we can walk forward each day in your footsteps. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The reading is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Gwen. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Heard a story not too long ago about a gentleman driving home from church. He was driving down Grand River. He was not staying quite between the lines. Police officer saw him. He decided to pull him over, see if there was something wrong. Pulled the guy over and he says, "You okay?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm going home." He said, "Where are you coming from?" He said, "Coming from church. We had a Bible study tonight." He said, "Bible study tonight." He says, "You've been a little bit of zigzagging." He says, "You ain't been drinking, have you?" He says, "No, sir. Just got this bottle of water." Officer says, "Can I see it?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "This isn't water. This is wine." The guy says, "Oh, crap, he did it again." All right, now I don't want to advocate drinking and driving, even if it is water turned to wine, and really good wine if Jesus made it. But we're in a sermon series right now, Questions Jesus Asked. And the question that we're going to find out about today is, why did you doubt? Later on today, we'll talk about some of the other miracles that Jesus performed, not just the one where he turned the water into wine in that guy's car. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the inspiration of all of our hearts be found pleasing and acceptable in your eyes, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, and the one who relieves our doubts and fears. Some of you might know that I'm in the Elks. I've been in the Elks for quite a long time, been an officer, and we have an initiation ceremony that we do. And as an officer, I was supposed to memorize the parts that I had. One of the parts I had was where the initiation ceremony talks about the Greek gods, and they did a big party for the gods. And I'm not advocating that there's any more God than one. I know there's only one God. But in this particular story, it's just a story. They talk about the gods. And the gods are not actually people, but their feelings, wealth and riches, and they were there with greed and avarice. Peace came, and peace was with war. Faith came with doubt. Hope entered with fear. Part of what I want to talk about today is faith and doubt, as well as hope and fear. But mostly we're going to concentrate on doubt. Why did you doubt? I really want to be strong in my faith, but sometimes I have doubts. Sometimes I'm not sure what to think or what to believe. Sometimes I'm afraid. I know I'm not alone in our scripture that Gwen read for us this morning. At Matthew 14, 27, we find the disciples in the boat in a storm with Jesus walking on the water towards them. The disciples were frightened. Jesus told them it was him, and that calmed their fears a bit. Peter said, "Lord, if that is you, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Peter got out of the boat and came toward Jesus, but when he saw the wind and the storm, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he called out, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt?" They climbed into the boat, and the storm was gone, and the wind died. Why did Peter doubt? He lost faith, and he was afraid. Faith sometimes comes with doubt. Hope can come with fear. All the disciples were afraid. Peter got out of the boat. Faith led Peter to Jesus. Jesus said Peter had little faith and asked why he had doubts. But none of the other disciples got out of the boat. Peter got out of the boat in the middle of the storm to go to Jesus. The story talks about Peter's doubts. But what about the others in the boat? Their doubt was so strong, they didn't even consider getting out of the boat. We all have doubt from time to time. How many times in our lives are we afraid to get out of the boat in the midst of stormy times? Jesus said, "Follow me." And when Peter became afraid, when he began to doubt, to lose faith, did he lose faith in Jesus? Jesus was still walking on the water through the storm. Peter was sinking, not Jesus. I think Peter lost faith in himself and began to doubt if he was good enough to be like Jesus. But he was afraid. But he did know who to turn to for help. Peter called out, "Lord, save me. Save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out to help Peter, took his hand and caught him. Then together they entered the boat, and the storm and the wind calmed down. Jesus and Peter got back in the boat. the storm died. The disciples said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When we go to Jesus, he reaches his hand out to us. He enters our boat. He calms our storms. So many times people go to God and Jesus asking for help and then starting to waver. They begin to doubt and lose faith. That's when they begin to sink. This is when we should remember what Peter did when he was afraid and he had doubts. He cried out to Jesus, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." As we read in the Gospel of John chapter 20, we hear the story of Thomas, or has he also been called Doubting Tom? "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands in his side, I will not believe it." A week later, Jesus walked through the locked door where the disciples, including Thomas, were and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he went directly to Thomas and let him touch the nail marks and said to him, "Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said, "My Lord, my God." Jesus replied to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." At the beginning of the sermon, we talked about Jesus' miracles, changing water to wine. I looked on the Internet Bible, and it says that Jesus performed 37 miracles, and those are just the ones that are mentioned. For all we knew, there could have been many more. These are just the ones we know about. Jesus' ministry lasted 3 years, so that means there was a miracle on average at least once a month. Yet still we read about different times that the disciples had doubt. They were with him all the time and still had doubts. But we are the ones that have not seen and still believe. Is it any wonder that we have doubt? We need to go to God in times of trouble and in times of doubt. Just because we're afraid, that doesn't mean we shouldn't seek God's help. Sometimes when things are not going our way, we want to ask God, why? We feel our faith starting to waver and we have doubts. But that's when God wants us to come to him the most. God wants to help us the most when the going is the toughest. Our Lord is not a fair-weather God, only available to us when times are good. Our Lord is there for us all the time, when we have doubts and fears, as well as when we are strong in our faith and hopes. Read an email not too long ago about a fellow that went to a barber. And as you can tell, that really wasn't me. He went for a haircut and a beard trim. Seems like when you're in a barber chair, that's a good time to chat. After all, you're a captive audience, and several of the barbers I know are very opinionated. The customer talked with the barber on several topics and various subjects, and eventually the subject of religion came up. The barber said, "I don't believe that God exists." The customer, taken a bit aback, said, "Why?" And the barber said, "If God existed, there wouldn't be so many sick people. There wouldn't be so much pain and suffering. There wouldn't be so many disasters." He says, "I can't imagine a loving God that would allow all these things to happen." The customer wasn't sure how to respond to the barber, so he let it go, finished his haircut, and left. Once he got outside, he saw a man with dirty, long, stringy hair and an untrimmed beard. No, that wasn't me either. He went back to the barbershop and said, "I do not believe that barbers exist." The barber looked at him and says, "You don't believe that barbers exist?" What are you talking about? I'm right here. I just gave you a haircut and a beard trim. Customer told him that if barbers existed, there would not be anyone like the man outside with the long, stringy hair and the untrimmed beard. But barbers do exist. And that's what happens when people don't come to me for a haircut and a trim. The customer said exactly my point. God does exist and wants and needs people to come to him for help. He's there for you. He's there for me. We just need to go to him. Faith in God, faith in each other, faith in ourselves, even as we have doubts and fears. So what do we tell Jesus when he asks us, why did you doubt? Give that a minute to sink in. For many of us, the answer, like Peter, is because I was afraid. And what for most of us is our biggest fear? The unknown. Our biggest fear is that I wasn't sure how it would turn out. Or I wasn't sure what would happen. I wasn't willing to take the chance. God knows we have doubts. God knows we have fears. In our time of need, go to God for help. Trust that he will help us through the doubts and fears. Trust that he will show us the path. Trust that he will show us his love and strength. And with that strength, may he strengthen our faith a little more each and every day. We have doubts, we have questions. And where should we go when we have questions? Church is the best place to bring your questions. Whenever Jesus' disciples encountered challenges or fell into sin, he brought them together and walked them through whatever it was that they were going through. In James chapter 5, Jesus' half-brother explains how we should deal with spiritual challenges. Confess them and pray together. Is anyone troubled? Pray together. Is anyone happy? Worship together. Is anyone sick? Pray together for healing. The key to finding healing and answers is community. The key is at the church. And not just the building. The church is in all of us. With God's love and understanding, we go on. Sometimes with doubt, but guided by faith. Sometimes with fear, but also with hope. And always with the love of God and Jesus to carry us on in good times and bad. We all have doubts. Faith came with doubt. Hope came with fear. We all have questions. Jesus has answers. Jesus calms the storm. So ask yourself again, why did you doubt? Then look to God and Jesus with faith and love, knowing that he's always there for you, ready to help pick up the pieces when things go bad. Always there, always willing, always loving you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We do too. Be strong in your faith, and it will help push away the doubts. Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, you know we have doubts and you know we have fears, but we know that guided by your love, we can find faith and hope to make things happen. That with your love, even the tallest mountains will move and the biggest obstacles will become manageable. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, everyone said, Amen. Thank you.
So most of us that come up and do the congregational prayer with you probably do some preparation. We look on to see what the sermon is going to be about, what the verses in the Bible that we're going to talk about, and try to make some connection. At least that's what I do. And so the week before we give our prayer, we're thinking about things. And I always look to see if there's an event in my life that occurred. And in the passages, the verses today, there was some grand gestures and some large things that were happening, some humongous storms. But then there was also something that happened to me that made me think about all of those smaller relationships, those smaller gestures that happened. So one of our church members passed away, and her funeral was this week, Denise Dedino, and many of you were there. It was an absolutely lovely service with Deacon Loretta guiding us. Thank you. It was beautiful. And Denise and I believe, had a special relationship. Many of you I see as I'm staring out into the crowd, and I know some names, but I know a lot of faces, and we may not have extreme relationships, but we have little things that we do, and Denise was one of those for me. She sat right there, so she was always in my line of sight, and she was always put together and an independent woman, and I didn't know a lot about her story, but I always knew that she would give me a look and say, "Hello, Carol," and I would say, "Hello, Denise." And that was our relationship. So when Stephanie told me about the visitation and services that were happening, I knew that I would go to one of them. I was compelled to go, even though we didn't have a huge relationship. It was kind of odd in my mind, but there was a pull. And so I thought, okay, I can do the visitation. But then as time went on, I thought, I need to go to the funeral because I need to hear her story. There's going to be tales told, and I need to see the people in her life. And I knew one of her sons, Scott, as he came to services, and he would always say hi to me and would have a smile when they knew I was doing the prayer. And so it was a very small relationship, but an important relationship that I didn't even know as important as it was until I was standing in the back right before the service started, and they brought in Denise's body, and Scott was walking behind it, and he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "I'm so glad you came. I was hoping you would come." And I thought, oh, I didn't realize that there was that important of a relationship. So that is what my prayer is about. Those itty-bitty gestures that help us when we doubt. Let's pray. Loving God, sometimes we doubt the quiet relationships, the ones that don't come with grand gestures or loud declarations, but hold deep meaning in our lives. We want the gestures from Jesus to step out of the boat into the wild waves and may not pay attention to the smaller gestures from one of the front pews. We question if we matter to others as much as they matter to us. We wonder if we are truly seen, truly valued, But you remind us that the connection isn't always obvious, that some of the most sacred bonds are woven in small moments. The kind words, the steady presence, the quiet understanding, those are there to give us the courage to step out in faith. Help us, Lord, to trust in the relationships you have placed in our lives. When we feel unseen, remind us that we are known. When we feel uncertain, remind us that there are those people in our lives that are giving us steady and not always dramatic gestures of support. When we wonder if we are enough, remind us that in your eyes, we always are. Give us the courage to nurture the bonds that matter, even when doubt tries to creep in. Give us the grace to live without fear, to trust without needing constant proof, and to cherish the people you have given us. And when fear grips us, when doubt creeps in, remind us that your hand is always reaching for us through those people. Thank you for the small but powerful ways you work through our relationships. We place our hearts and our doubts in your hands, and know that just as you met the disciples in the storm, you meet us in our storms today. We pray for others as well that are experiencing their own storms, those that are feeling alone in their crisis of physical health, mental health, or spiritual health, those that are feeling the waves overwhelming them with financial need, homelessness, or underemployment. May our prayers bring you closer to them closer to you. May we be the Denise for them. Today we also say prayers for the 3 prayer quilt recipients, for Nancy and 2 other children of God. We say prayers of peace, calm, and healing, and we will tie knots in those quilts after service as a means to tie us to them in prayer and support. And now let's silently pray for our own small relationships. And now let's pray together with those words that you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we ushers prepare to come forward to receive today's offerings, as always, we are grateful for that which you put in those plates that allows this church to continue in its mission and ministry. But today I want to thank the things that you don't put in the plate, the things that really keep things going here, and that is your gifts of time and talent and love for one another. The mission projects that we do here are always successful because of your generosity. The outreach that we have into the community is successful because of your commitments to be a part of this church community. And so we thank you.
Lord of all, we bring our offerings to you this day, Use them to grow a community of faithful followers who walk in your ways. In your name we pray. Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Lord, we have doubts. We have fears. But we also have faith, and we also have hope, and we also have you. With God and Jesus at our side, who can go wrong? Now, go into the world. Chase them doubts away with your faith and hope. Be strong in your faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.